Talking about sociable tours like that, let's go back to the end of season tours, which traditionally down to the southwest. You must have done a fair number of those.
We used to have a barrel of beer on the bus. By the time we got to Bristol, the first barrel had gone. It was terrible, the amount of drink that was drunk. Blimey. And played rugby as well.
What
Good tours, though.
shenanigans do you remember from those tours then?
What goes on tour stays on tour.
What a pity.
No, we used to have just fun, that was all.
Yeah.
All sorts of fun.
Were you still finishing up with the game against Teignmouth in your day, or had they been?
Played Teignmouth, One of the funny stories, we were staying at the Porthminster in St Ives, and we went down across the railway tracks, across the beach into the sea for a swim, and came back up, walked back around the side of the hotel, and gave Boothie a leg up into the window to get back into the hotel. And unbeknownst to us, on the side of the hotel is like an annex, which is owned by private people. And it was Boothie had a lift up into the wrong part of the hotel. So he's in the house. Well, he got halfway in and the light went on, came tumbling back out.
Why am I not surprised it was Mickey Booth? Carrying on with representative honours, how about playing for the regional sides, South? Because I think you played for South and South West at different times, Western counties.
I can't remember which. I played against the All Blacks in 63, 67, and 72. Whether it was South, South West, we'd turn on these programmes somewhere.
Hmm. What do you remember of those games?
The first game. It was against Winnery's All Blacks, the fifth. Just to name them, they were numbers in those days, the first, second, third. They played against the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Because the tour was only like every 4 years in those days. But there was Winnery and.
So who was the standoff you were trying to nail in Wilson Winnery's?
Heroini, Mac Heroini. Actually, I think he played fullback that day. He wasn't outside, but he played fullback. I think Pat Walsh was the outside half in 63. But we were the only side on that tour that scored two tries against them, which was quite nice. I thought we were going to win it at one stage. A chap called Dick scored in the corner down at Bristol. And it was touch and go whether his foot was in touch. I remember Digger Morris saying if I'd have been touched out, the flag would have been up. And we might have won that game then. And Wacker Nathan, he was some player. Murray. There wouldn't know any South Sea Islanders playing in those days. There were Maoris and New Zealanders. Mm. You know, the Tongans and Fijians, they hadn't gone to New Zealand then, I suppose.
Yeah.
I played 47 times for the county.
47 times?
Yeah. Ooh. Plus a few friendlies on top. About 15 or 20 friendlies as well, I suppose. Played against South Africa, Fiji, Australia. Australia was a good game, we beat them. And the week before, they'd beaten England.
Well, that was, what, 66, 67?
Somewhere around there. Catchpole and Hawthorn were halfbacks.
I seem to remember Terry Hobson had a pretty good game
in that match. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then against the Springboks, I think he kicked three penalties and we beat them 9-3. But it's funny about the New Zealand sides, they always seem to like follow on with their players. Like the first year I played, Kevin Briscoe was the number one scrum half and Sid Going was the number two. The following tour, Sid Going was number one. Lynn Collin was number two. And in 72, Lynn Collin was scrum half. Next one, they always had continuity with their sides. Never played them on too long. You know, I remember in 80, England won that championship and went on with the same team. And then when they changed it, they made about 8 or 9 changes, whereas the New Zealanders make 1 or 2 every year.
Mm.
And just keep it ticking over.
Yeah, and have people in the squad for a long time. Yeah. You had a very long career, Dick. I guess part of that was that you didn't suffer seriously from injuries. Is that true?
Ankle was the only problem I ever had. That was like 3 or 4 weeks and playing again. I didn't have any, well, I broke some bones, but nothing serious. Fingers, mainly. Yeah. Thumbs. See, all wonky now, fingers. So nothing serious.
Mm. And do you remember your last game for Gloucester?
Yeah, vividly. So I wasn't playing, it was 1978. And I packed up and I was helping with the coaching, helping Mike Nichols with the coaching. And Gloucester were playing Cambridge University at home. And it was a county match day. So we were struggling for players and I agreed to go be a sub. So we did the warm-up and the team went out and I got changed into me playing stuff to go and sit on the bench. And as I got to the top of the stairs, John Watkins was being carried off. So I went straight on. And that was my last game against Cambridge University.
And do you remember anything of that game?
Not really. Just dying for it to finish.